Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 27th of October, the 267th day of 2025, a mere 65 days await us on our way to 2026. Etymologically, October is the eighth month, like octagon, from a time when the Romans only had 10 months per year, starting in March, before the days when two new months, January and February, would be added to try putting the man-made calendar back in sync with the seasons of nature. The end of October is one of my favorite times, prompting thoughts of birthday boy Dylan Thomas, the Welsh poet who on his 30th birthday writes lines easily lapping at the other side of the pond. Hearing from harbor and neighbor wood, and the mussel pooled, and the heron priested shore, the morning beckon with water praying, and call of seagull and rook, and the knock of sailing boats on the net webbed wall. Coming up on Friday, Halloween sets many an imagination spinning, as Dorothea Tanning suggests in her poem, All Hallows Eve. Be perfect. Make it otherwise. Yesterday is torn in shreds. Lightning's thousand sulfur eyes rip apart the breathing beds. Hear bones crack and pulverize. Doom creeps in on rubber treads. Countless overwrought housewives, minds unraveling like threads, try lipstick shades to tranquilize fears of age and general dreads. Sit tight. Be perfect. Swat the spies. Don't take faucets for fountainheads. Drink tasty antidotes. Otherwise, you and the werewolf, newlyweds. For the celebration, Richard Brautigan capitalizes on an ocean-going metaphor in The Pumpkin Tide. I saw thousands of pumpkins last night come floating in on the tide, bumping up against the rocks and rolling up on the beaches. It must be Halloween in the sea. Whereas Midwestern poet Carl Sandburg sets a pumpkin patch scene with his theme in yellow. I spot the hills with yellow balls in autumn. I light the prairie cornfields, orange and tawny gold clusters, and I am called pumpkins. On the last of October, when dusk is fallen, children join hands and circle around me, singing ghost songs and love to the harvest moon. I am a jack-o'-lantern with terrible teeth, and the children know I am fooling. But perhaps William Shakespeare's Song of the Witches from Macbeth captures the spirit best. Double, double toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, fillet of spinny snake in the cauldron boil and bake, eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog, adder's fork and blind worm's sting, lizard's leg and howlet's wing, for a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth boil and bubble. Double, double toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, cool it with a baboon's blood, then the charm is firm and good. Every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Mary Moser, Isaac Singer, Teddy Roosevelt, Emily Post, Mule Townsend, Dylan Thomas, Harry Saltzman, Bama Warwick, Oliver Tambo, Roy Lichtenstein, Sylvia Plath, John Cleese, Nanette Fabre, Terry Anderson, Robert Benigni, Peter Firth, and Kelly Osbourne. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1969, consumer advocate Ralph Nader set up the consumer organization known as Nader's Raiders. Heavenward tomorrow and the next day in the western sky, just after sunset, look for the planet Mercury at its highest point above the horizon as the planet reaches its greatest eastern elongation of 23.9 degrees from the sun. Meanwhile, as the stewards of the most heavily forested state in the nation, the Maine Forest Service wants to remind everyone that the leading causes of Maine's wildfires, which have numbered in the hundreds per month during the recently increasing drought, are improper burning of debris, 23%, equipment or vehicle malfunctions, 21%, and recreational campfires, 16%. So be careful out there. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this sixth full week of autumn, the 44th week of 2025, and wishing you all a happy Halloween on Friday. Keep the faith.